I'll tell you what, this particular case in the United States has really grabbed the headlines right around the world. I talk of the Golden State Killer suspect. His name, of course, Joseph James DeAngelo. It is alleged that he committed more than 50 rapes and 12 murders. That's right, 50 rapes and 12 murders. But the technology, or the way that police actually caught him, is fascinating. Let's bring in Siobhan Nim, Senior Criminal Lawyer at HHG Legal Group. Siobhan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, Ollie?
I'm really well. Great to talk to you this afternoon on Perth Live. This case is obviously making headlines right around the world. Just to bring our listeners up to speed, how did police in the end actually track down and arrest Mr. DeAngelo?
So I think what happened was that he had submitted, I think it was a saliva sample to one of the genealogy, or a couple of the genealogy websites, and I think his relatives had as well. And obviously they had the DNA samples that were left on victims. So basically it was a case of going to those genealogy websites and matching the sample that was there from the relatives, and then back to Mr. DeAngelo with the samples that they already had from the victims of his offences.
Okay, so could police use those websites if, say, Australian users, and we see advertisements for looking at your own heritage or looking at your own, you know, your own past. If Australian users have submitted their own DNA to those websites, well, could we be caught up in something like this, Siobhan?
There's not really a black and white answer, and there never is with the law, but technically speaking, the law says that no, they can't, but then there's a second provision that goes on to say that if they do, if the law is breached and the police access one of those genealogy websites and matches your DNA up to a sample that they've got, the court can still actually use that in evidence in court.
His DNA was discarded. What are the rules about police gaining DNA here in Australia?
So there's a law that sets out a correct and a proper procedure around consent and the procedure that needs to be used so that the DNA that you have, the sample that you have, is reliable. So there's laws around how it has to be obtained, how it has to be stored, and things like that, so that we don't end up with those terrible miscarriages of justice that have happened in the past, where, you know, things have happened like the DNA sample has been mislabeled and the wrong person is charged, or we don't have a high quality enough sample of the DNA, and that again can lead to the wrong person being charged. But there's not really a black and white answer. If the police were in WA were to come across a similar situation as the one that we're talking about in the US, the law here says that what they've got to weigh up really is how useful that DNA evidence is going to be, balanced against how unhelpful it's going to be to the accused and how unreliable it would be given all those procedures that we just spoke about, and whether they're up to scratch, not really.
It is fascinating though, Siobhan, with the advances here in technology. Are we, or could we,
for
likely
sure,
see a scenario where more crimes like this or similar could be solved through the modern DNA technology?
Yeah, look, I think that's definitely possible. I think as more and more people have access to those genealogy websites and they're submitting more and more of those samples, that potentially is basically a well of samples that police could potentially access. I think what the law is going to have to do is catch up with those developments in technology and start putting in place some safeguards so we can say, well, yes, there is a greater sample of DNA out there, but what we need to do is make sure that there's robust safeguards around the way it's stored, the way it's obtained, to make sure that those samples are reliable ones.
Siobhan Nims, fascinating indeed. Really appreciate your time on Perth Live. Thank you.
Thank you.
Senior Criminal Lawyer at HHG Legal Group is Siobhan Nims.